I watched this really interesting video a few days ago. It featured a high-speed police chase shot in black and white, videotaped from inside a police car. Typical chase. Car darting in and out of traffic for 10 miles, trying to weave away from flashing lights and sirens. They say that the driver was going at least 85 miles an hour until another police car stopped him by bumping his car in the back. The fleeing driver rolled, and he was hurt. He's now a quadriplegic. I didn't watch this video on a Most Shocking Police Chases television program. Instead, I saw it on the United States Supreme Court website. That's because the justices a few days ago decided a case straight out of one of those TV shows that features high-speed chases. The Supreme Court majority opinion fashions the case as one that asks whether an officer can take actions that place a fleeing motorist at risk of serious injury or death in order to stop the motorist's flight from endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. When they put it that way, that whole innocent bystanders thing, you sort of know how it's all going to turn out. And you'd be right. The justices decided that the attempt to stop the car under the circumstances was perfectly okay. Police had to do something, even though the driver's only crime to start was going 73 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Want proof that something had to be done? To quote the majority opinion again, we are happy to allow the videotape to speak for itself. And so you, too, can catch the video on SupremeCourtUS.gov. It's a Hollywood-style car chase of the most frightening sort, Justice Scalia wrote, sounding an awful lot like a blurb-hopeful movie reviewer. But what this review tells us is that it's now constitutional for a police car to cause a one-car accident to prevent other accidents when a high-speed chase threatens those not involved. Or, as the justices put it, a police officer's attempt to terminate a dangerous high-speed chase that threatens the lives of innocent bystanders does not violate the Fourth Amendment, even when it places the fleeing motorist at risk of serious injury or death. The justices rejected the speeding driver's argument that the bumping officer had used excessive force and that in doing so had violated the Constitution. That wasn't such a ridiculous argument. Courts have found in the past that police attempts to stop speeding vehicles by bumping, sometimes called precision intervention technique maneuvers or PIT maneuvers, do violate the Fourth Amendment as unreasonable seizures. In fact, that's what the courts in this particular case had decided before the Supreme Court justices got their hands on the video and opined that no reasonable jury could see it any other way but as a maneuver that was absolutely necessary to prevent additional injury. The video on the Supreme Court website offers us a glimpse beyond what the words in an average court opinion tell us. And the opinion itself gives us a new perspective on those Most Shocking Police Chases videos. The people who end up in the ditch after fleeing from police sometimes sue. After last week, we know the likely outcome. I'm Amy Guy.